6:19, time to get to Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking, and already some hiccups out there, Andy.
Yeah, for those of you driving around the valley this morning, it's really icy, so you want to be careful along Bangor Highway in particular between South Jordan and West Valley. By 201, it does seem to improve a little bit. Coming from Tooele County, haven't seen any problems as of yet on SR36 or I-80. Into the valley. I-15 still only about a 18-minute drive from Draper to downtown, Eric.
You got some slick conditions through the mountains and a crash on I-80 westbound after you go past Bartley Summit heading down towards the reservoir. Over on the right-hand side, Lambs Canyon, you've got a vehicle pulled over there and some emergency vehicles on hand, too, so slow down there. I-15, Utah County, looking good from Provo right now up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Things are looking much better today than they did yesterday. From Ogden to Salt Lake, I-15, a pretty good speeds, although you may still be running into some icy spots, especially once you get in toward a Bountiful Woods Cross area where we had some fog early on, and that put down some moisture on the roadways, and it's cold enough that could be freezing. So still need to use a little bit of caution on your drive, but overall you should be mostly at speed. Don't miss It Runs in the Family, a special Mormon Tabernacle Choir event featuring the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Thursday, February 9th. Visit rootstech.org/events for info. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.